On Florida International University Week, the growing issue of harmful algal blooms in waterways may be solved by growing flowers? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jasmine Locke Rodriguez, postdoctoral research associate, explains.
Rain washes phosphorus, nitrogen, and other chemicals from farms, lawns, and septic tanks into lakes, rivers, and oceans. When this happens, harmful algae blooms appear and the oxygen levels that aquatic life need to live drop. This could cause widespread fish kills and impact our coral reefs and seagrass beds. Natural wetlands have the help of plant life to extract these harmful nutrients from the water. Many of these wetlands, however, have been crowded out by development. In my research, I explored whether creating floating islands with flowers on them could be the solution to removing some of these harmful pollutants. We grew flowers on inexpensive mats designed to float on the water's surface. We were inspired by traditional floating farm practices, such as the Chinampas floating farms from the Aztecs in Mexico. On our mats, the flower's roots hang directly in the water. This allows the plants to clean up dissolved nutrients. We tested different flowers in different tanks that mimicked polluted water. Large African marigolds were most successful at filtering pollutants. They removed 52% more phosphorus and 33% more nitrogen. The bigger the plants grew, the cleaner the water got. What's next? We're perfecting how to best grow these flowers on the mats. We're also looking into using native Florida plants, like mangroves, to help clean up saltwater areas. We are working to bring this research to market and scale up floating farms to address nutrient pollution for Florida and beyond.
That was Jasmine Locke Rodriguez of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.